right, sorry about that. So I'm a structural biologist, which means I use X-ray crystallography and electron microscopy to look at important cellular enzymes. So instead of using lasers to see things that are too small for light, I use X-rays and electrons. And why do we want to take pictures of things? The same slide. If you have one picture of a horse, you kind of get an idea of what a horse does and how it runs. But if you have many, many pictures of horse sequentially, then you tend to get a better picture. And to get an even better illustration of this, you then line these pictures up, play them one after another, you get a movie, right? And now, after seeing that, it's pretty evident to everybody why or how a horse moves. And that was a really beautiful illustration when it was done many years ago. So we don't look at horses. We look at molecules, and we look at molecules that make important products in the cells, like proteins and antibiotics. And I'll show you a little movie that I made about how proteins are made in the body. And our pictures, rather than being pictures of horse, are pictures of molecules. And they can be represented in many different ways, as sticks, as spheres, as cartoons, as ribbons, and so forth. And so this movie that I'm going to show you is basically how the cell makes all proteins. And if you need a better introduction, more than a minute introduction, Tom Steitz's Nobel lecture has my movie in it. And look it up on YouTube. It's very good. So without further ado, I'm going to switch over to... or perhaps I will not.
It's good.
So the ribosome's huge, monolithic. And this is the large ribosomal subunit, which is the part that actually puts the peptide bonds together, links up the amino acids into proteins. And to see how the reaction works, we're going to zoom in. And then peel away the surface rendition, and then just look at the ball and stick rendition of the bits of the molecule that are important for this reaction. And from high school, you'll remember that tRNAs come in to deliver the amino acids that get linked up in a protein. So in comes the first tRNA. And the RNA part is down to the red atom that links that oxygen. And the amino acid part is what follows. So that's the part that's going to get linked up into the protein. When this amino acyl tRNA comes in and attacks it. And so the next step is getting ready for the nucleophilic attack, for the reaction of the blue nitrogen onto the green carbon of the other tRNA. So you'll see that here. And then the miracle of a protein is made. Then you get the full transfer of the amino acid onto the growing peptide chain. And now the whole thing has to happen again. But you only have two binding sites, the A site and the P site here. So you need to ship off the tRNA to the E site, the third binding site. So you've got A, P, and E sites. So it gets shipped off. And and binds in this area of the large ribosomal supplement. And then we'll go back over to the A and T sites to get ready for the next round. It means the B site tRNA, sorry, A site tRNA has to move over into the site P site ready for the new tRNA to come in. And then the whole thing happens again and again, and you get a protein.
Bruce, away.